Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. Extreme heat warning. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0500 connected to CMN Network.
Clear.
79 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
Connected to node 102. W8FU. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Solid, loud and clear, full quiety. Perfect. Good morning, W8RCY.
Out here, Anthony. I'll be right with you. Test. One.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
Out there. W8FU.
Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Connected to CMN Network.
CM8FTS. Monitoring in the mobile.
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
WRO. W8FU.
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8VI. Nothing heard from KE8VSI, KE8V Mobile.
Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees.
KCLTS, WSSN.
Connected to CMN Network.
Alright, KCLTS, KCLTS, WFSM, UHF. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you hearing, hold on, you hearing me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay,
'Cause I have transmit audio.
Is it too loud? Is it loud, or do you need to turn it down?
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O Mobile, Richmond. Morning, John. Top of the very warm morning to ya. Where are you heading? You're mobile. That's unusual. Just getting back from breakfast, a late breakfast, and
Oh, good. A train's coming. I get to be first in line. I got a family friend that's been cleaning the house for years. She comes once a month, and she's there. So I like to doodle about town and waste time. And then I'll get her some time to do her job there.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Well, hopefully your air conditioning is faring a little better than mine. I hope you enjoy your front row seat to the train in the heat. But I probably need a cleaning person to come through our house sometimes. Especially with all this dog hair, you know, it's like a full-time job trying to just get that off the floor. Even at work, it's like he goes up the stairs a couple times a day to the office, and by the end of the week, there's little tufts of hair in the corners of the stairs, and it's like, holy cow, how do you shed that much in this brief amount of time that you jog upstairs? It's like you don't spend really any time there, but you still find a way to leave your mark. Got my 700 done, and I'm probably going to try to read through those two, the document you sent me, and then there's another one that has a little bit more focused on the 800, because that one you sent me is like the framework for ICS, and I did see that one, but I kind of wanted like the IS-800 specific, so I'll try to get that done. I already took the test to see if I could, you know, figure it out, but I failed twice now, so I want to stop failing and try to read. There's a lot more stuff to read going this route, so it probably will be beneficial because I'll know more, but just my luck.
NAWRO. Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to try it that way. And I wasn't 100% sure if that one document covered all. But that's a good point. You can just keep on trying. And Dave always says it's open book, so you can go that route too. And by the time you get done, you're still gonna know it. And then of course after the class, the OXC class, you're gonna be good.
Yeah, for sure. Some of the questions I feel like are like purposefully tricky, or you're like, I don't know, they're not hard questions. Most of them are pretty self-explanatory, but there's a couple where it's like, you literally just told me that this was correct like two pages ago, but you're referencing something that was, you know, a lot farther back that's more of a nuance, you know, than anything. And like, oh, okay, I'm wrong, you're right, but like, I feel like you have a weak argument, but whatever. but yeah, I don't know. I'll get them close. I tried to do the open book thing with the framework, but there was some stuff that I was coming across that wasn't in there. But I made some what I thought were pretty logical choices. I still didn't get the 75% that I needed, so I could try it again today after doing a little bit more legwork, but I got a few things I need to do today before I can focus on that again.
Yeah, well, of course you got your day job there, and then of course we have the net tonight, so yeah, you'll get it. Like you said, though, at the end of the process, you're going to know better than anyone with the 800 after all that. Odd that, of course, when you need to take the course online, that's when they happen to pull the course and it's offline. So, but yeah, we can work on the net tonight, make sure we get things connected and disconnected correctly, and make sure Tom is ready to go, and it'll work. Again, I know we just covered this yesterday, but would you do the old log, and can you log in the old log if I do the new log that publishes to the website?
Yeah, that's what we did last time, and I'm half tempted to just do that again this time, just for the convenience factor, you know. It's going to be easier to just have him look at that document, the old Google Sheet, and then I can... I think last time I might have logged in both places. I think I did. I think I logged on our log and then the Google Sheet log, and then I just, you know, made sure they were in sync. And that wasn't terribly hard. Once you get through the check-ins, then it's easy, but it does make that slightly more difficult. But you can just give one priority, you know, give the one that he's looking at priority, and then the website will update slightly slower as you get the time to get over there and fix it.
Well, this might be a perfect training opportunity. Put me in, Coach. I'll do the real log that publishes to the website, take that off your plate. You concentrate on the old log so that Tom's got proper... And meanwhile, I can look at that as well, just to make sure I'm getting things right going to the website, if that works for you.
Yeah, that works. There is one little small minor issue that I've been kicking the can down the road on the Excel add-in that you'll probably run into is if you type in like NAWRX and then you get in there and you go to edit it and make that X and O, it's going to show what it looked up first. So you actually have to delete all the content and then, you know, or delete the whole call sign and make sure that cell is blank. And then the Excel will wipe out that whole row of data and then you type it in correctly. But that's something I want to fix so that, you know, it'll look it up every time you leave that cell rather than the first time you leave that cell. It's kind of hard to explain, but... a little annoying. For the most part, it works just fine because you just type in the call sign and then it comes up, or unit number, hopefully, and then it's real easy. But for those rare instances where someone's call sign is a little bit hard to read and you type it in based off of what they say and then they give you the phonetics and you realize you got one of them wrong, it's showing the wrong name, you know, so now you have to delete the whole thing, which sucks, you know, so. But you can always reference my log over on Google and if you have any issues too, so you'll have another go-by, and I'll have a go-by from you. We'll have each other's go-bys.
Kind of a redundant backup. That's pretty cool. I noticed that behavior. I think it was left net, and I meant to ask you about it. So now I understand. And even though you have to correct the whole line, at least you know that you can do it, because I was trying to correct it and it wasn't working, but now I know. Just do the whole line, and it can be done. You have to do the whole log, just the whole line.
Yeah, so all you have to do is delete the entire call sign and make sure the call sign is blank. And then if the call sign is blank, then the computer program, you know, the add-in knows that, hey, there's no call sign here, so I need to clear this row of all of the content because it's the call sign was deleted, so there's no need for a name. So you don't technically need to delete the whole row, but you need to delete that call sign so that the computer program will delete the whole row, and then you can put in that call sign again correctly, and it'll pull up, you know, the way you want. Hopefully that makes sense. It'll be easier to show you, like, you know, when we're both on the computer.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. I got it. And if you think about it, you really won't get beyond the call sign anyways. There's nothing going to be after that. You're going to say, well, that's not working. And then just, you know, don't delete one character. Delete the whole call sign. Start over. I got it. This will be fun. I'll have to pay attention. So Tom's not control your backup, and I'm backup to the backup.
Alrighty, yeah, sounds like a plan. Look forward to it. Should be a good net, hopefully. I'm just backing into probably too narrow of a parking space. We don't have lines painted at work, and these guys, they don't know what to do with themselves. So, you're just screwed. But, find a different spot. Either that or park under a tree that always gets sap on my car. And I don't like any of these options.
No sap on that vehicle. If you had your old van, that'd be an option, but no. All right, John, sounds good. I'm sitting in a parking spot with a view of the antenna in Richmond here at an undisclosed location. All looks well. No birds. You have a good shift. I'll be listening probably the rest of the day. And then after work there, we'll hook up at for the net, figure out, the net parameters, what repeater we disconnect and connect and all that fun stuff. Have a good one. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you, sir.
Alrighty, well, I heard, I'll be real quick because it's getting hot in my car and I turned it off already, but I heard an interesting tidbit this morning. Apparently there is a local, one of our finest, and he may have been using his laptop while driving and took out a power pole. So for all of you driving that might be a little distracted, be careful out there. So be careful with the fires too. So all right, I'm going to head in and stop rambling. KEAWUO.
Copy your last, John. Have a good one. NAWRO.
W8FSM, KZLT.
Okay, I heard you.
Hi, just checking. The repeat audio is really low, though.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to go in here and adjust it.
You're nice and loud, but the local audio coming back through is really low.
Yeah, because remember, it's going to go through the U.S., through the interface and then back out. So yeah, you're low to the network, and which will mean low local repeat. So hold on, I'm turning, let's do this one first. Save. All right, let me see what you're at now.
All right, that's 1-2 test. Still sounds pretty low.
Yep, I just jumped it all the way up. Let's see what you got now.
Alright. Yeah. Still sounds pretty low out my other radio here.
Yeah, I just pulled it to boost. Let me see what you got here now. I just did the enable to boost.
Okay. Yeah. Still low. A little bit better, but still low.
Extreme heat warning.
Full volume on
good
my other
morning.
Radio that I'm listening
1100
to. Good morning.
1100
hours. Clear. So you sound good. 88
degrees.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I've cranked the receiver all the way to the max, and I've turned on boost. And you're just tickling the input, even though So I don't know if there's you can crank up that or what.
Yeah, all right, I gotta get off onto other work things here right now, so I will, I'll come back to this later on. I got other things to take care of. So, well, at least it's working now. The audio path is there at least, or which it wasn't before.
All right, let me keep the radio. No, yeah, there you go. So, all right, I'm going back to work. WSM.
All right, talk to you later. KCLT.
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees.
KTR.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
W8FP.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY. W8FU.
W8RCY, go ahead.
I assume your power is still on?
Yes, sir. No problems at any point.
All right, ours went out again, so...
wasn't sure if it was the same general area or something different. I just got home 15 minutes ago. I had to do something with my sister today and just got back, but clocks are fine, so nothing like went out and came back on or anything. Everything was fine as far as I can tell. So I'm not aware of anything out. I haven't even thought of looking at the ETE grid for outages.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way home. Get the generator fired up. Don't want to lose food. We'll just have to endure the heat. So should be at least a little better than yesterday. So we'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry that it happened, and good luck with it, and copy. All right, we'll be listening and monitoring for the remainder of the afternoon. I'll be heading up north in the morning, so catch you when we can before then. W8RCY.
Okay, okay. How is my signal quality? I don't care about the audio. Am I solid in the machine, snap, crackle, pop, hiss, anything?
Little crackle, but nothing to even, I would even bring it up. Other than that, though, full bar signal.
All right, I'm on the mobile, got it installed in here. Different antenna than I normally run, and I'm at the lowest spot. I'm at Harrington and Prospect. Going over a river, so I'm in the valley.
Well, I heard you early this morning, around 6:30 or so. You fired up a note or something and did a radio count, and I tried to get back to you. You didn't hear me or something. tried calling Anthony, and whatever you were on them this morning, you were crystal clear, full quieting. I mean, you were like in the room, solid.
Well, that was repeater phone, because I didn't have anything in the vehicle at all, and I figured instead of trying to monkey around with the handheld on the way in, I'd just use repeater phone. So I was trying to get a radio check on that. Well, I first found my radio, and then I decided to go to radio, repeater phone. And so that's all that was. But now I got my radios are back in the new vehicle, so I am completely expeditioned.
Well, congratulations. You went from the smallest vehicle possible to the biggest. You might be hanging around for a while. I don't think retirement is going to suit you once you get used to that big thing.
Well, the bummer on this one is it's marked. My other one wasn't marked. And it was personally assigned to me. This one is a fleet vehicle. But it's no spring chicken. It's got 79,000 on it. But my Escape had 89,000, so it's got 10,000 less than my Escape. And, hey, whatever, but seems like it needs maybe brakes, and other than that, seems in pretty good shape, so.
Okay, I will let you get home and get the generator plugged back in. I'm going to check to see, how the grid looks around here, because I didn't even think about it today with what I was doing this morning. So, okay, all the best. We'll be listening. W8RCY.
All right, yeah, let me know what you see. I've got another 20 minutes at least till I get home, so let me know what you're seeing on the map. W8RCY.
W8FU from W8RCY.
That would be me.
The outage is from just south of 12 Mile Road, the banks, the bars that are across from the Cozy Cabin restaurant, up through to Chicago Road to the north, the Quinder to the west, and about two-thirds of the way to Ryan to the east. So you have basically 12 miles to Chicago Road, Quinder almost all the way over to Ryan. 878 people are out. Problem is being assessed.
Okay, well, at least it's a larger outage, so they'll get serious on it. And we made the news yesterday. Channel 7 News was literally right around the corner from me. It's about maybe 10 houses from where I'm at, but around the corner. And they were talking to people and filming and talking about the outages, the heat and all that stuff. So they came to ground zero. But larger numbers good because they'll get more resources on it. I did get an estimate for my address. It said sometime between 11:45 and 7:45 tonight. So.
Just east of the grid that I mentioned, there's another small grid near the Midwest Buddhist meditation thing on Ryan Road. There's a section there that's got outage on both sides of Ryan. And as for yesterday, I watched Fox 2, and they were in the neighborhood of St. Louis, and former Mayor Jim Fouts was on with his little 2 cents about the outages.
The cadaver. There you go. Well, sounds like everybody came to. We were the biggest single outage in Metro Detroit yesterday, so it's probably why they decided to come over here.
Yeah, most likely. I think I you were saying that about Fox 2 as well. This area, or your area, excuse me, had the biggest outage, but Channel 7 was north of 12 and Fox 2 was south of 12. Like I said, they were on St. Louis Street, which I happen to believe, is where Fouts lives, if my memory serves me correct. When I used to walk up Saturday morning for breakfast, I used to pass him, and he'd be out for his morning walk on Saturday mornings. I'd see him go trucking by. But, you know, that was, I think, just after he left office.
There you go. So I don't know if you heard me talking yesterday, but I don't know where I was. I might have been talking to it on the phone with Wally, but I'm going to look into seeing if I can get a transfer switch just for my air conditioner. And most outages, I don't need it, right? You know, like winter outages, and, you know, I can run everything but my air, and I need. But on outages like this, you know, being able to run the air could be quite helpful. And if I take my big generator and dedicate it to that, I can, on those rare occasions, then I can take my old Jenny and keep the house running. Or, I don't know, maybe my house Jenny can run the air conditioning alone. I had to look at it, but I got two Jennies. They both work. So, but that's a project for later on because it's going to require some electrical work to put in some sort of a transfer switch.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But like I say, right now, just getting things just to get by on until after this temperature drops. You know, I guess this is going on through Sunday. Heat advisories are on through Sunday evening, so... Yeah, this weekend you're not going to be able to get much done. You're just going to be able to probably just, you know, scope out a game plan and map out an idea and definitely go up from there for sure. So, anyhow, I got to find something to eat. I ate something this morning, but I didn't eat much, and I got to start thinking about packing up for the weekend. So, all right. Again, sorry that it happened. If you need anything, let me know before I leave tomorrow morning. Be on the road at about 6 in the morning. So, all right, I'll talk to you. Have a good holiday, and we'll catch you somewhere down the road. W8RCY.
All righty. Catch you later. Travel safe. W8FU.
Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 91 degrees.
W8FU, W8RCY.
I am aware my neighbor texted me.
Well, apparently the strip mall down by Starbucks and Marco's, that building where those two offices were located, they too had lost power and it just came back on.
Yep, I appreciate it. I'm making the final approach. I see a porch light on there. And so I got the text message from my neighbor saying we were back on. So I think we're okay. I do appreciate you watching, and let me know.
I wasn't even aware the Starbucks was out because the grid map didn't show it, and I got a text message from Starbucks saying that they're on, and Cal called me from Marco saying that the power was back on. I said, like I said, I didn't even know it was out. So, but it looks like everything's back on. All right. I'll let you get your afternoon going. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Connected to CMN network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 91 degrees.
KCLPS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Why? Thank you. All right. KCLPS testing. Testing two. All right, that's a little better. It sounds better. KCLPS. KCLPS. Testing. Test monitor.
Extreme heat warning.
All right, let's see it.
All right. KCLPS testing.
Ooh, you're clipping a little, I think, but you're full, going over 5 kilohertz on the input.
The Hammond radio. Let me try a different one.
Well, if I can turn the boost off, let me turn the boost off, and then I can turn up the R. Can you feed me a 3 kilohertz on the input?
Not right now. I'm in the truck leaving for another appointment. I'll be back later.
All right, let me see where I'm at now.
All right, how about now?
There we go. All right, now I'm going to bring it up. I turned off the boost. And let me bring it up to 800 here.
Okay. Okay, Philadelphia.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait, I need you to do that.
I have to wait for Sam's repeater to unkey. Alright, I'll come back to it again later. I gotta roll. KCLPS.
Nope, I got it right where I think I want it, so I'm gonna save these values for now. W8FS.
Currently connected to CMN network. Extreme heat warning.
W8RJD mobile.
It sounds like Uncle Wally, KFADIC.
Nah, Jack, it's Ryan in W8RJD. Hey, Jack, how you doing? How are things in the Brooklands today?
Oh, I don't know yet. It's summertime, it's hot and all that. I'm outside picking up a couple of these cucumbers and all that, and that's why I got to go inside. It's too hot to get out of here. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, not bad at all. I'm in the car, so I'm nice and cool. But yeah, you're not. I don't know if you're supposed to be outside too long today because I think there's a heat advisor. It's, God, what is it? Like 90 degrees out there and sticky. I was sweating when I was just leaving from the courthouse to my car. Back to you, Jack. Jack, you might be to the end of your string there on there. Are you getting in through your hotspot, or are you trying to get in through the repeater?
Okay, how about now? Because I was living under the tree, but now I moved around from the tree. I'm on my VM32.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now you're full quieting. What was the question of the day today on the morning brew?
You know, I didn't know what it is, but I forgot. I didn't even get in the morning brew this morning. I don't know why, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I usually hear you on there every day, but I couldn't get in this morning because I had to take my wife to physical therapy. So we were at physical therapy pretty much, and then she had a doctor's appointment, so it was like pretty much the whole time for the morning brew. So I wasn't able to get in, but I hear you on there every day.
Well, yeah, I'm there every day except today. I don't know why, but I don't know what's it. I didn't know nothing about that question, but I said, forget it, I'm not going. Let me go back to sleep. I woke up at 5:30 and went back to sleep at 8 o'clock. I said, forget it, I ain't going on it today.
Yeah, usually their questions are pretty good, but I'll have to go on the website and see what today's question was. Do you know if they're going to do it tomorrow? Because I don't know if they count tomorrow as a holiday, because tomorrow's the 3rd, and the 4th is on a Saturday. So do you know if they're going to be doing a morning brew tomorrow?
Well, I can't guarantee, but tomorrow it will be one. I know that because tomorrow is not not Saturday, it's Friday. So they're going to do it. But I like Al. Al's a nice guy. He lives way the hell up north, and Upper Peninsula and all that. He said something like that. And every time I talk to him, Jack stay out of the cold. I guess because that's where he lives, down that way.
Oh, that's funny. Is there another guy who's like out of the Ann Arbor area that does the net control for that?
Usually Al and Al, and what's his name? And, I forgot in my mind what's the other one. The other one is in Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. I know that one. I don't know why I thought there was a third one who was, like, out of, Ann Arbor, but you know what? I might be getting him confused with Al, because, like you said, he's from the UP, so maybe that's what I'm getting him confused with.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, nobody in Ann Arbor I know of, but I know Al's there, and Jeff. Jeff, and he's from Nebraska. I talked to Jeff sometimes. And he gives you the weather in Nebraska and everything else.
All I'll bet you they got it hotter than we are right now. Although I can't imagine it being too much hotter than this.
You want to laugh? Every time it comes, Jeff, I figure, you know, because when I used to be a kid, I eat Jeff peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. They still got Jeff peanut butter. That's pretty good stuff. I eat that stuff today.
I usually eat really on Fridays. Fridays because, you know, I don't know, the Christian, you know, the Chaldean, on Friday, they don't eat no meat or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, during the Lenten season. Yeah. They got that. There's a Chaldean church not that far from you, isn't there? There's one right there on De Quinder.
Yeah, right there. It's about 3 minutes from me. I usually go there Saturday at 4 o'clock and get off at 5 o'clock. That would beat all the traffic because there right now, you know, you don't see, you know, you see people, but like your family, they bring their kids with them and all that. But I don't mind. But that's the best thing to do. But every other day, it's always packed up.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's funny. They got that traffic light there to direct traffic out right outside of that thing. So when it gets into like Christmas and Easter, boy oh boy, that place gets pretty busy. But I know a lot of people around here who go to that church. I think the owners of a lot of the little liquor stores around here and some good friends of mine all go to that church.
See, a lot of them are out of Oak Park and Southfield, so they all come here in the east side. And the tax is not bad in the east side, that's what they say. I don't know. I'm in the Rochester. And every year it looks like we're getting boosted up. Every year they want $40 or $100 more for taxes.
Yeah, sorry about that, Jack. You know, I was your city councilman for the last 8 years. My term ended in November, so now I'm just a regular citizen. But I live I'm in Rochester, right with you. I live right up at Hamlin and John R.
Oh, I'm on between John R. and De Quinder. You know, Auburn Road. I'm right there, you know. I don't know, you know, there's a waterfalls for the kids there. I'm right behind it.
Oh, okay, you're on the north side. Yep, I know exactly where you are. Yep, I remember when we built that splash pad.
Oh, I see, yeah. And it was too bad one stupid guy out there, excuse my language, went out there and did all that, you know, I'm not going to say it, stupid things out there, you know, fire shots and all that. It didn't make no sense.
Oh, I know. That day was just terrible. I remember it was the day before, I think it was the day before Father's Day. And a couple of years ago, and I was out and about. And I'll never forget. The mayor called me and told me that it happened, and they had me. The mayor went out there, and he was, kind of working with the police, and then I was kind of working with everybody else from my place. That was a terrible day.
You're right. I'm glad we got sheriff here, so they don't take no nothing from nobody. I ain't gonna say it, but they don't take nothing from nobody. They just come in, do what they gotta do. And really, they are very, very good.
Yeah, I like our sheriffs. They're some of the best, I'll tell you. They do good work for us, keep us all safe. Well, hey, Jack, I'm getting ready to pull into my driveway here, but I wanted to make sure I said hi to you. And next time I'll make sure I give you a shout next time I'm on.
No problem, anytime. Take care. Good talking to you, honestly. Good talking to you always. Take care and have a good day. KF8DRC.
KF8, Detroit Rock City, W8RJD, 73s, I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 91 degrees.
KGR, how is your day? KFADIC.
Hot, Jack. Hot, hot, hot. So hot that my AC is having trouble keeping up in my veins.
Oh, very good. How about you? I just was outside. I couldn't stay outside for just about 5 minutes out there. Picked up a couple of those cucumbers, you know. They started growing, so I came inside right away.
Well, the temp of my truck's at 104, so at my last account, I pulled up there, I get out, and I mean, the heat slapped me in the face like I owed it money. And, yeah, the front door was locked, so I had to walk all the way around, and I was sweating 5 feet.
Yeah, you're right. I was never 5 feet. As a girl, I said it's going to be 105 today. So my head 105. I don't know, but that's what she said.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I said right now it says 100, so we're not doubt that the heat index is like 105 or higher.
Yeah, I couldn't stay outside. I got something wet my back, and I said, no, I'm going in.
My wife's plants need watering, but I'm not going out in this crap to do it. I'll wait till later tonight to do it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wait till the sunshine goes down. By 9:30, go out there and do it, and that's it.
Well, absolutely. This heat just sucks the energy right out of you.
Well, my spouse. Tell me your weight right away.
Oh, I'm yawning like the devil because it's so hot. It's kicking my theory air.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I like your call sign. That reminds me of Coach Jones and Coach Jack.
I'm not changing it. If I change it to NAKGL, then it just doesn't sound right. So, KCAKGL. Kansas City AKGL.
No, I'm just joking, that's all. Anyhow, I gotta go get my pills out of the Kroger and come back. I don't know how am I gonna do that, but I think I'm gonna have to turn on the truck and leave the truck goes on to get cool, then I go. Good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. KFADIC.
Have a good one, Jack. Yeah, let it cool off before you pick more vegetables. Talk to you soon. 23. KFADIC.
W8FU, WY8F. W8FU, WY8F.
WY8M from W8RCY. Good afternoon.
Hey, Donald. Well, 5 minutes ago I just joined Sean's club. How's my power again?
Well, I found out because I wasn't home most of the morning. I had some personal business matters to take care of. And when I got home, he was calling me on the radio asking me if I have power. And I said, yeah, why? And I didn't even think for 1 second that it would go out again. And apparently his area, but not all the way over to Ryan, about two-thirds of the way east of DeQuinder towards Ryan, between 12 Mile and Chicago Road, he had lost power. So he was heading home. And no sooner did he get home, it came back on. And then there was a small area near Ryan, but nothing east of Ryan, over towards your neck of the woods. So I don't know what's going on with it, but where I'm sitting, I have not seen any loss of power at all over the last, you know, couple of days, really. We've had no issues, really, in this heat wave. You know, fortunate, I guess, being on Madison Heights site.
I didn't know Sean's power came back on. But, yeah, I was actually at 12 and Ryan at the butcher shop there about 11 o'clock. And I was actually in the store when the power went out. And on the way home, also noticed that the traffic lights were out at 12 and Ryan. So the blackout definitely went further east than maybe they were indicating.
Well, when it went out, like I said, I wasn't home, so he called me on the radio, and I said, yeah, everything's fine. I just walked in the door, but everything seems to be fine. My clocks aren't going cuckoo or anything, so I had no idea. And then I had found a text message from the Starbucks here on DeQuinder and at Universal Mall here, not the one inside Target, but an actual Starbucks. And another business in the same block of outlot buildings, they had lost power, but it came back on about, around 1 o'clock. And, Sean and I have been talking, and these DTE maps aren't all that accurate. And, because there was really no power outages showing on the DTE map south 12 mile yet, almost to, like 11 and a half mile road, the south end of Universal Mall, the outlots had no power. Starbucks, Marco's Pizza, Corwell Health, Urgent Care, none of those places had power. I don't know about Kroger's, but yeah, it's just crazy.
Yep. Well, I just noticed that my neighbor's house generator has not kicked on yet, so I'm going to go give him a call and see what's up. After another 5-10 minutes, I'm staying in the extension cord over so I can plug my fridge in. I'll be back. What are you waiting
on? Copy. We'll be monitoring. W-8-R-C-Y. Stay safe. We're clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
Extreme heat warning.
W8RCY, pull you right up.
Hello, what's up?
Just want to let you know power came back, so it wasn't near as bad as yesterday. And that is all. WY, get up.
Glad to hear that. You don't have to run around with the extension cord into your neighbor's generator there. So that's a good thing for now. Yeah. Like I said, it's supposed to be a few more days of this, a couple more days, so probably by Sunday night, Monday. It's, I think Monday, he said, is when it was going to lift. So, yeah. All right, well, thank you for the news. Stay, you know, just stay cool, stay safe. Don't go out unless you have to. Have a good one. W8RCY, thanks for the update.
Connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 93 degrees.
WY8M. W8FU.
Hey, hey, you know what the price is over at Myers today?
Sorry, sir, but if the indication of 12 and Ryan is anything to go by, it'll be under $4.
Too expensive, Kilo Fox Charlie, Echo Tango, correct? Go ahead and dump it on in, Darren. I just wanted to say hi. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you done did it. You done did it. Good for you. All right, I got to get some gas. We're going out to the in-laws, and I've got to top off. I'll probably go by there. That plus my discount, but I'm way over here in Royal Yoke, so I was wondering if it was worth going back. I'm sure it will be.
I heard the combo where your power went out earlier today. I was actually at Steiner's Butcher Shop there, and I was in the store when the power went out. And on the way home, I noted that 12 and Ryan traffic lights were out. But the next set of traffic lights were working, and I had power at home until about 3 o'clock, and then my power went out for about 30, 40 minutes, and then it came back on. So thank goodness for that, and I hope your power is still back on. KF8, W8M.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Piggyback you, Darren. He doesn't know your call, so he just got the prefix. Go ahead.
How's it going, Sean? Are you going to be showing up for the next
session? Sorry, your signal is pretty bad. You got something going pop, 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 pop while you're talking, and then you fade it out at the end. So, and I'm almost where I'm going. But, so I got an email from them apologizing for being out yesterday and saying that today they were going to have to take it down for about 30 minutes because they moved us all over to a spare feed, and then today they had to switch us off for about 30 minutes and then put us back onto our original feed after the repair. So there was an email that did warn me it was going to happen. I just didn't see it. All right, anyhow, I am at Pet Supply Plus here, I think. Where am I? Yeah, here, PetSmart. That's what I'm at. So I'm going to go inside here and get what I come for.
Fine business, old man. Go feed the kitty cat. W-Y-A-D-M.
Yeah, feed him to a crocodile. Son of a gun, peed on my bed again.
Extreme heat warning.
Hello, Bravo 8 with Tango Alpha.
KCAKJO NAWRO. Pretty good on my side, but I hope you're staying cool out there. Question for you, inventory question for you, if you got a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think you know you're going to be getting your HT back. Dave will get, I think that's the plan. He's going to get that back to you. We have a third HT in the inventory, and we've got the third one labeled, and it's all signed out properly to Brittany. The only issue on the HTs, they labeled emergency management. They shouldn't be labeled emergency management. So am I just, with your permission, if I could just change them to like HT 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, go ahead, just as long as I know.
Yeah, they're properly signed out, and yours has been returned, you know, your loaner has been returned, and that'll be returned to you. But now we'll have three HTs, but I guess the moral is we shouldn't put their current position in the description, and that was on me when we first did this. So, but I didn't want to do it without clearing it with you, so we're taking where their current location is out of the description. And that'll be, you know, where the assignment is, where they're at. So you'll see it when you jump in the system, but I'll fix it now.
That'll work. They got the charger, the other charger for the other Alinco. We can use those as spares or something like that. They're 2 meter 440, so they got pretty good batteries.
Alrighty, I think that was it. So, of course, we got the net tonight. You going to be home in time?
Oh, yeah. I'll be home shortly. I just picked up some cast iron skillets over in Chesterfield. So, I've been home since, I don't know, 3:30.
Ah, very good. Got home a little early. Or maybe that's normal. I don't know. I usually see you getting home a little late. If when we do the check-ins, if we could try to do the 26 to Boardman, it'll be like Dave, me, and you, if that is okay with you. It's good for you because you know you're always last.
Oh, yeah. Makes it a lot easier. Yeah, not a problem. I always like to do it. Dave check-in and I check-in on the northern portion.
Used to be a little question there in New Haven because when Dean was checking in, but now he's always working every Thursday, so no conflict there in New Haven. We just got the one. So, all right, Tom, appreciate that. I'll talk another time or later tonight. NAWRO, after you.
Sounds good. Yep, I'll check on the inventory tonight. You know, before the net. Chat down. 73.
Extreme heat warning. Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 93 degrees.
KVFSM, KCWS.
What are you working on, mister?
New repeater for Detroit.
Hot diggity, did you get a Quantar?
Yep, that's what I'm talking on right now.
Alright, sounds good. Take it you got it back in GR.
Yeah, it's set up on a dummy load in the shop right now. It's going to take it over there next week and install her. So she should be up and running in the middle of next week sometime.
Very cool. Yeah, machine is missed, so it'll be nice to have it back up and running. Cool beans. Hey, somebody's got an 85-pound receiver in Byron Center. I was thinking about making an offer on it, but I'd need a way to get it here. Know anybody?
I drive through there all the time, going to the shop every day. Well, not every day, because I don't go to the shop every day, but, you know what I mean.
You going to get through there before you come here?
I'm going to go through there in about, 15 to 30 minutes when I'm on my way home.
Yeah, I'd have to get home, send the person an offer, see if they'd accept it and all that good stuff. So, wouldn't be able to do it today, and you're probably off tomorrow, observe, right? And then the weekend is four, so, yeah, probably just a day late.
Yeah, well, I'm still working over here on Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll be over in Detroit, working in Detroit.
All right, let me get a hold of them again and see. And if that's the case, and you can work it out, then groovy.
By receivers by the pound,
no. Pickup would be Monday. That would be about your only option.
Monday. All right, I'll get on it when I get home.
You're buying receivers by the pound now? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. How much sensitivity do you get per pound?
I don't know. I'd have to convert to the conversion chart to convert it over to microvolts.
Okay, I'm curious, what kind of receiver is it?
It's an old boat anchor, so suffice to say.
Okay, I didn't hear the beginning of the time. Was that TJ? Go ahead.
Yep, it is.
So, Sean, guess what I got coming?
Swift kick in the pants?
Let's see. A lifetime subscription to Cool Guy Rick magazine?
Damn, you must have ESP.
always wanted. What about you, TJ?
Yes, always. Exactly what I wanted all the time.
Did I drop out?
Right when you were saying what, it was just noise.
Really? Do I have to pick up the 100 watts here? No, it's saying in D5.
Nice. You got a price, a good price for it? Found one in your range?
I overpaid for it, but I couldn't find one where the price I was comfortable with. I had to go higher. You know, take the punch in the head, but I really want it.
All right, I'm at BP. Says it's, said they got 85 cents off a gallon today for some reason, so.
Woo-hoo. Yay to you.
I used to have a BP credit card. I wonder if it's still active. I should check. I just never used it. So you just use the BP credit card, you get that discount? Where'd you go?
I guess he's trying to keep it all secret to himself.
Oh, so I'm glad you're going to get the Detroit system back up. Nice, gave good coverage.
Yeah, and I'm working on a 220 machine for over there too. So I got it back putting out power, but it needs some rewiring inside and in a good alignment. So that'll be for another trip, though. I don't have time to get it done before this trip.
So what happened to the other machine?
The 220 machine? The final PA went out. That was all. So I found another one of the same repeaters and just got another PA and put it on there, but somebody was in there messing around, and so I have to, the PA was good, but the wiring's a mess, so I got to kind of rework all the wiring in there, and then do an alignment, because it's a 50-watt repeater, but it's only putting out like 23, 24 watts right now, so it needs a, and I think it was off frequency too, so. It needs a good alignment after I redo the wiring.
No, I was actually asking about the UHF.
No, same thing, PA. I got last time it was, the original PA went out. That's sitting on the floor of my shop over here. I put a new PA in it, and it lasted for, a few months to a year, and then they went out again, so so as far as I understand from what I could tell, it was the PA, so I'm gonna, all these people talking forever, so I'm gonna bring it back here and try to rebuild it again for a spare backup, but hopefully the Quantar will work good and won't have to worry about it.
Was it an external PA, Motorola or other?
No, it's internal Motorola. Yeah, it was running an MTR-2000 is what it was running. That's what I replaced the PA on. Lasted for a little while until it died again. Because, the one I put on there was also used, but, it was working at the time, but I guess not anymore.
Okay, that's what I have, an MTR-2000 right now sitting running at my house, which I'm talking on right now. because I'm very close to my house, until I can get it back up at a site we're working on. So, yeah, I don't know, but mine's been, seems to be solid.
Well, yeah, that original one, I can't tell you how many years things been going. Well, it was before I moved, so I would say a good 10 years, and it was in service for probably 10 to 15 years before that. So, you know, it was, it's, I mean, it might have been closer to 15 years that I had that MTR 2000 in there, that it was running without a problem. So, no, that was a good, reliable machine. It's just this PA, what I put in, didn't last for only about a year. So we'll try the Quantar and see what happens. I'm going to take a look at the duplexer when I, you know, the tuning on the duplexer when I get over there next week, too, just to make sure somebody didn't twist some knobs somewhere and didn't tell me.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Now, everybody told me that the issue with the MTR 2000 is usually the power supply. So watch out for that. But, oh well. All right, I'm just about home. So, nice talking to you. Catch you later. Troy the Fourth. This is KEPR.
Yeah, 7-3, you too. Try to stay cool. KEPR LTS.
330 a gallon, baby cakes.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I just pulled in the garage here. I was just, I was asking you, do you get that if you just have their credit card, or do you have to do some other song and dance?
Yeah, you get their credit card, and then you run the Earnify app on your phone, and when you pull up, the app just knows you're at the station, you tell it what pump, and then it applies whatever discount you get. And today was 85 cents a gallon, and their regular price for card holders was $3.90. With the Earnify points, I got it for $3.30 a gallon.
Okay, so you don't have to build up any points or anything. You don't have to buy a bunch of stuff on their card or anything to get that. Just having the card, because I think I do have their card. I just haven't used it in forever.
Yeah, you earn points, and they are good for, you know, you can use that to get stuff as well, but you get their discount, and then all the time, like Fridays, they'll do like a quarter off. They're already, you know, competitive price with the big box stores, and they'll throw an extra quarter off or something. Today, I don't know why, it was 85 cents a gallon off, so I'm like, okay, sign me up.
Do they send you notifications that there's those kind of specials going on, or do you have to check it all the time?
There's probably a method to it, but I haven't figured it out. I wanted to check it. Well, I pulled in here, I wanted to check it. It's the one right by where we have breakfast. And it said 85 cents. I went, holy cow, and I turned in, because if it was not that good, I was going to go over and check out 12 and Mound. But anyhow, it's getting near full. I'll be back in a sec.
All right, I'm going to jump inside here. KEPR.
Yeah, so anyhow, if you got the BP Visa, they give you their, you know, their discounted price, and it's usually fairly competitive with Sam's, Costco, and BJ's. You know, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. It all depends. But then you get the Earnify app, which not only do you build points and you get the discounts, but they just arbitrarily, like Fridays generally. Fridays are a good day to fill up because they're always usually throwing some sort of extra incentive on Friday. I checked it today. I don't know if it's a pre-4th of July thing or whatever. I'm sure if you kind of like paid attention, you could probably figure out what their modus operandi is. Now, I haven't used theirs in a while because I've been doing that Meijer game, and they might have noticed that I haven't used it in a month. So maybe that was a special incentive to kind of entice me back. Who knows? But all I know is I just got gas for 3 months, and I was bone dry.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. I will have to check it out. See if my card is still active. Probably not. I don't know. I'm just people don't use it after a while. They shut it down.
Yeah, and that bugs me because, you know, I'm going to have to check mine and make sure that they've got some use or something. I paid off my house recently, and it lowered my credit score.
We're going. I mean, I'm on my Motorola HT right now, and you're clipping out of it like crazy when you're on your highs. But I'm listening to another radio, just collecting the house, listening to another radio, and it's not. It must be some other varying arrow going on here. I should check the deviation or check the level on the node.
All right, well, could be me. I've been told I'm a little hot in this radio. All right, I'm home, and I've got a salad I want to eat before it gets wilty with this weather, so I'm out. W8FP.
Okay. Well, you sounded fine on the other radio, so it's just... So it must be deviating a little too much on my repeater side. Clipping out of the HT. Pretty narrow, I guess. All right. Catch you later. Kate, Peter. Oh, I was going to ask you, do you know, is Cozy open Saturday? Or do you know? Oh, I guess he's out. Kate, Peter.
KFA-FTS monitoring.
Extreme heat warning.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, this is KFA-FTS. Do you copy? NAWRO, this is KF8FTS. Do you copy? Loud and clear. All right, it's kind of a rough copy to the other station that can't quite hear you. Try again, KF8FTS. Negative copy, NAWRO. KF8FTS. USY.
Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 93 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 94 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 91 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 86 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning.